What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. And let's get back on to the news here. Still talking about Israel and Palestine here. And not too long ago, there was an Israeli reporter, Ashrat Kotler, who made the comment saying, when you send your children to the army, they are kids. You send them to the territories and they come back as human animals. That is the result of the occupation. Now, of course, Kotler's words triggered a political storm and a media campaign against her, and trying to get her fired from her job. The usual things that we see. But what's really interesting is we're actually starting to see Israeli media and Israelis themselves start to stand up and say, there's a problem here. Just like we're starting to see members of Congress stand up and say, there's something wrong here, and we can't pretend it's not a problem any longer. It's time to fix it here. Now, one of the things that Netanyahu likes to talk about all the time, and he's been using it during his political campaign, about how Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. Well, maybe not, because not too long ago, Netanyahu declared on social media that Israel is not a state of all its citizens. And he basically came on out saying the nation state, not of all of its citizens, but only of the Jewish people. Well, that doesn't sound like a democracy to me. Sounds like apartheid, to be very honest. And in the upcoming elections, Israel has banned Arab parties and a liberal candidate from the coming elections. How can you have a democracy if the candidates are being pre-screened and pre-filtered? Something that we should be looking at for our own American elections here. Meanwhile, Gantz has already declared that he's willing to sit in government with anyone Jewish and Zionist, and apparently he's ruling out any possibility of a coalition deal with Arab parties. That doesn't sound like democracy to me at all. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I actually didn't really want to talk about Israel, but I will mention there's all these billboards going up all over Israel showing Netanyahu and a whole bunch of political people giving the finger to just people who look at the billboards, the ads.
Yep.
It's the first time I've ever seen anything like that. So there is a movement in Israel, but is it strong enough to really make any changes? Probably not, but it is a first step, you know. That's probably all you can do, right, if you live over there, unless they all come out en masse and, you know, knock the wall down. If, you know, otherwise that report of, remember the wall, parts of the wall were collapsing? Maybe they need more money from the U.S. government.
Well, they're always, it's not that they need money from the U.S. government, they just want it.
Yeah. But, Mike, I wanted to mention that Turkey with the S-400 deal, yeah, they don't want the Patriot missiles now or the F-35, because they says they're willing to do deals with the Su-35, Russian air superiority fighter, and the Su-57, which is actually not out yet in Russia. I think they take delivery of two this year. But so there's that pivot of Turkey to the east, not to the west. You know, and
well, Turkey's hardly alone with that. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that other nations don't feel they can trust the U.S. government anymore, which has got a bad habit of breaking treaties. They're afraid of the U.S. government, which is going around the world trying to impose its will on other countries, primarily with economic war, sanctions and tariffs, which is causing a huge amount of hardship. And the bottom line is that the United States doesn't manufacture things other countries want, and they don't want our agriculture. And the United States government, instead of saying, let's improve our manufacturing and let's clean up our agriculture, they're out there acting like gangsters, you know, arm twisting and saying, don't you dare do business with China's One Belt, One Road, Italy. Don't you dare do business with Russia, Turkey, and on and so forth and so on. And I don't see the rest of the world responding favorably to that.
Or China's Huawei. That's another one they don't want you to do the business with. Hey, Mike, you know, one thing that is really odd about, like, this Boeing situation with these planes being grounded, now the EU saying they're going to ground all. There was, like, an incident over Romania where the plane turned real quick. So now the EU, I think, has said to ground all 737s. Do you think there's a part of an economic warfare aspect, to not with the planes being grounded, but since the planes are grounded, you know, we have these Airbuses over here. You know what I mean? Because, you know,
there's no question about that. I mean, everybody's looking at the situation from their own points of view. And, you know, this is definitely going to be a huge boost for Airbus. And it's a major hit on Boeing. And you're right. There was this Tel Aviv-bound Norwegian Boeing 737 MAX basically had to turn around when the Norwegian Airlines announced that they were going to immediately ground the flights. Federal Transport Minister Schur up in Germany is grounding the 737 MAX 8. In fact, he's forbidding it to even enter German airspace. You can't even fly across Germany in that. British flights are banned here. Singapore, Australia. It's just going on and on. Now, the reason this plane seems to be a problem is Boeing realized they needed a newer, updated version of a mid-range commuter jet. And rather than develop a new one from scratch, which is expensive, they said, well, we'll just doctor up the 737. And the new engines had a problem fitting underneath the wings. And so they made the nose landing gear longer to create more distance. And the new engines were mounted further outboard from the fuselage. And that changed the plane's aerodynamics. And it also makes the plane potentially much more unstable if there's a flame out. So in order to deal with this, Boeing installed this system called the Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System, which automatically lowers the nose to head off a compressor stall. This is new information that's just now coming on out here. But Boeing failed to basically communicate this system to pilots and incorporate it into regular training programs. And this appears to be the cause of these pilots literally fighting a battle, trying to keep the plane, you know, going upward, while the plane itself kept trying to basically put the nose down. So this is clearly a design flaw, and I'm sure a software error is going to be able to fix it, but the damage is pretty much done. Of course, you don't need to worry, because here in the United States of America, the FAA insists the 737 MAX is perfectly airworthy, and all U.S. carriers are going to continue using it, because we have to protect Boeing's profits after all. And I don't know about you, but have you noticed that all those booths that sold flight insurance at the airports have all gone away? So,
yep. Mike, I got one more thing to say about. I wanted to skip gears, actually. Like, I wanted to talk about that admissions scandal you'll probably talk about later with the colleges and
paying off people.
But I wanted to ask you something. All right, well, in February, I brought this up the other day with the 20,000 jobs that were added. How do you go, if the jobs situation is so great, from all these months, them claiming 180,000, 180,000, and all of a sudden, February, boom, 20,000 added only? I mean, I want people to think about that. Something's not right. You know, you don't have that many little jobs added if all those other months you've been adding all these other jobs.
Well,
you know?
Do you remember we talked about the propaganda that was being put on out, that the reason for the lower hiring rate was that employers simply couldn't find workers, and, you know, and that was the reason for the lower numbers.
And let's not listen to Larry Kudlow saying, that's flaky number. Just don't listen to that number. Listen, He's a joke. All right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. And we're finishing up on the situation with Israel and Palestine. And there's an article over at UNS.com basically saying that, no, dual loyalty isn't okay. And it's never really worked out. And people up on Capitol Hill, they're terrified of the expression dual loyalty because it implies that one is not completely loyal to the country in which one is born, raised, prospered, and, let us be honest, making the laws for. It's suggesting something more perverse, and that is dual citizenship and dual loyalty. I mean, it's even back there in the Bible. No man can serve two masters, because after a while he will love one and hate the other. And looking at the voting record in Congress, it's obvious there are a lot of Congress critters who embrace dual loyalty. And they are voting through laws to serve a foreign master, such as all these laws saying that state contractors and employees have to sign a loyalty oath to Israel and promise not to support boycott, divestment, and sanctions. Anyway, as I mentioned before, the new Gallup poll released is showing that support for Israel here in the United States is at its lowest point in a decade. And I think we've reached the point where everything Israel tries to do to improve its image is going to fall flat on its face. Because if you look at the tactics Israel employs that were illustrated in that Al Jazeera documentary, The Lobby, people now know this is being done. They're not going to respond to that. And they're not going to respond to yet another flood of reruns of World War II Holocaust movies all over the cable boxes. And we know that Israel is the master of the false flag. They love to play for sympathy. They love to hurt their own people and say, see, we're the victims. Send us more money. All righty. Looking at the Balkans, there's a little bit of tension over there. They're getting ready to redraw the borders between Central and West Balkans, and it's basically going to be a land swap. Now, so far the talk appears to be very peaceful, and they're hoping this proposal will cool off the present greater Albanian escalation. As you know, they're having riots in Albania. But the debate surrounding it reveals that the United States plans to further hack Serbia down in size as punishment for its continued defiance of the imperial White House. And Russia, on the other hand, entirely supports all of Belgrade's initiatives and their right to defense. And there is a serious arms race underway. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has issued a press release saying that she has invited NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg to address a joint meeting of Congress on April 3rd. Now, they're not really saying what it's about, but my guess it's going to be about, you know, we all have to get ready to deter Russian aggression in Europe. Well, Russia is not the one who's aggressing. They haven't gone across their borders. They haven't gone into other countries other than to help those countries defend themselves. Now, here's an interesting little story. It's coming out of Sputnik News. The U.S. Department of Defense revealed this week that it is getting ready to test the ground-launched cruise missile systems once banned by the INF Treaty. And what's really interesting is knowing what the lead times are on weapons development. This article is implying that at least some of the preparatory work for this weapon system was started before, long before Trump pulled out of the INF treaty. That they've already got the blueprints, they've already got the tools, the jigs ready to go. Meanwhile, Russia is carrying out the first Navy launch test of its so-called unstoppable hypersonic missile, which is, again, something that the United States is simply not prepared to deal with. And don't forget that story we ran yesterday about the RAND Corporation running these war game simulations of war between the United States and Russia, war between the United States and China, war between the United States and both of them, and the U.S. gets its rear end handed to it time after time after time after time. Despite all that money, that vast sum of money spent on the Defense Department, we're going to lose this world war. And on the day when the U.S. government realizes they cannot win a conventional war against Russia and China, that's when the nuclear missiles will get launched. So, little article that came out of Zero Hedge here, talking about how the revolution has no Hollywood ending, because basically we're looking at one of two outcomes. Either we're going to blow ourselves up, or we're going to evolve beyond our self-destructive tendencies and really try and build a better world, neither of which works in a Hollywood blockbuster. Okay. Marco Rubio came on out. He's been tweeting all over the place about what's going on in Venezuela. And a lot of people are very troubled by his tweets. He seems to think this is all fun. Yes, the people are suffering. They're starving. The food is rotting in the refrigerators. Yeehaw. It's, you know, great time here. But he came on out with this tweet on Sunday reporting that a transformer explosion at the German dam in Bolivar State caused another massive blackout. It turns out that German Dam was actually the name of the reporter who reported on the transformer explosion. So, the Caracas Metro remains out of service. Very few flights have arrived or departed from Caracas over the last 20 hours. And Rubio thinks this is just so cool. It's so wonderful. I'm having so much fun watching this here. Okay, Stephen Biegun, the U.S. Special Representative for North Korea, is out there reiterating that the administration wants North Korea to give up all of its weapons of mass destruction before anything else. They're saying there will be no incrementalism, that North Korea is, you give us all what we want, then we'll do nice for you. And the Trump administration is also wants the complete removal of all chemical and biological weapons from North Korea, meaning the U.S. wants Pyongyang only to have conventional weapons by the end of the process. You know, things that the United States can roll over very quickly when we want to. And it's rather hypocritical for the United States to be talking about North Korea giving up chemical weapons after showering that Syrian village with white phosphorus. All right, let's talk about our domestic politics here. A former member of the Federal Election Commission is basically saying there is enough evidence to open a criminal investigation into Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her top aide, Saikat Chakrabarty, for some mishandling of campaign funds. Now, the Daily Caller News Foundation reported last week that Ocasio-Cortez and Chakrabarty have since December 2017 held legal authority over Justice Democrats, the outside pack that's been credited with manufacturing her upset primary victory over Joe Crowley in June 2018. She broke the rules. She basically broke the rules. It will be interesting to see if another Democrat gets investigated. We'll be right back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about domestic politics. And Jeb Bush's super PAC just got hit with a massive Federal Election Commission fine, $390,000, for illegally accepting $1.3 million in donations from Chinese-owned corporation American Public International Capital during the 2016 presidential primary. And yes, some of us remember Jeb Bush did run in that primary very briefly and pretty quickly flamed on out there. So apparently, Campaign Legal Center, which is a watchdog group, filed a formal complaint with the FEC in August of 2016, citing a report from The Intercept detailing how Chinese businessmen were illegally funneling money to Jeb Bush's PAC, Right to Rise USA. And, you know, it's an issue. I mean, the Clintons were doing it back, you know, during, I think it was 1994, just before Clinton's second campaign here. Now, as you know, there was this big fight in Congress over this bill to basically say hate is bad, which we all sort of kind of knew to begin with. And originally, it was supposed to be a House resolution to condemn Representative Ilhan Omar for her comments about AIPAC. To denounce them as anti-Semitism and Jew hate, which they weren't. She was stating a fact that we all know is true, AIPAC wields tremendous influence over the Congress of the United States of America. So after a while, the bill got pushed back and forth, and then it was sort of watered down to condemning all forms of anti-Semitism. That didn't fly. And then finally they said, well, we're going to denounce hatred against all of these special privileged minority groups like Muslims and so forth. And that was the bill that finally passed. And Nancy Pelosi is drawing criticism for not having forced through the bill, specifically attacking Ilhan Omar, or at least keeping the bill narrowed to target only anti-Semitism. And so this article came on out from townhall.com, has Nervous Nancy lost control of her crazy party? Well, there is no question that the House Speaker has a tremendous amount of control of the House of Representatives, but she's not supposed to be in control of the Democratic Party. These are all individual legislators who are, at least in theory, answerable to their constituents. And again, it just illustrates how that Israel-esque perspective dominates the discussions here. All right, another story. This out of Blacklisted News. We mentioned this briefly yesterday, but apparently the Manhattan Appeals Court has given billionaire pedophile Jeff Epstein's former alleged partner in crime, British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell, until March 19th to show cause as to why documents detailing the scope and size of their international child sex trafficking operation should remain sealed. And if she's unable to do so, the documents will be made public, which will be very interesting. Now, for those who don't remember, Ghislaine Maxwell was this British socialite. She was actually, if you will, the pimp. She was the one who went around recruiting underage girls to get involved with this operation. And I guess they were dazzled by her wealth and her glamour, and they sort of got sucked into it. And apparently, you know, a lot of corporate media is getting ready to go to press with these papers. Now, there's a downside to this. They may be getting ready to make a big deal over the Epstein papers, hoping to find something involving Trump. And there may be something in there doing that will be very damaging to him. Now, Nancy Pelosi is basically waving off impeachment, says it would divide the country, and basically saying he's just not worth it. And this has rankled some of the more extreme leftists. Say, no, do it now. Start the proceedings. Start the proceedings. But Pelosi was interviewed in the Washington Post and said, I'm not for the impeachment of Donald Trump. Unless there's something so compelling and overwhelming and bipartisan, I don't think we should go down that path. Now, I understand what Nancy Pelosi is thinking. First of all, I think an attempt at an impeachment could trigger massive civil unrest. But I think the reason Pelosi is backing off impeachment is that so far, they've got nothing to impeach Trump for. And it doesn't look like the Mueller report is going to provide that. And in any event, the House could impeach Trump. The Senate will not remove him, which would make the impeachment effort appear to be a failure or a defeat for the Democrats. So Pelosi is playing politics on that. And again, we're seeing a Congress that is so taken up with their own infighting that they're just ignoring the rest of the country, except for the wars in Israel. They keep an eye on those. All right, we're going to be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to go right back to the phones here to Art Off the Grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, there's never a dull moment these days. I'll tell you what. Called about that whole college entry thingy scandal.
Yeah.
Real quick before I get to that, with regards to Nancy Pelosi. Okay. If I am elected Speaker of the House, we will revisit the issue of impeachment of Trump. Suddenly, all of a sudden, he's not worth it. Sound like anyone you know?
Well, basically what's going on here, like I said, she doesn't want to impeach and have the Senate not remove. It will be seen as a failure.
Well, I was referring specifically to Donald Trump with one of the first things I will do if elected is have my department of, instruct my Department of Justice heads to begin investigations into the Clinton Foundation. And as soon as he's elected, I think they've suffered enough. That was my reference there.
I see the it does sound like it. Does sound like it.
Typical politician there, you know, it's all BS. And but with regards to this whole scandal with the we'll have them, we'll take these fake photos of them doing athletics and whatever, get them in an athletic scholarship, and then, you know, just fake an injury or whatever it takes to get you out of that, but now you're still in college and it's all good and gravy. Well, one of the things, and, you know, I heard this reported earlier on another broadcast here in one of our local talk radio station, where it was discussing how people who get these sports scholarships, standards are lower because they're getting in on a sports scholarship, which means they don't have to meet the higher requirements of those who are going strictly academic.
Yes.
So this is another typical case of lower the standard. And the one thing that really bothered me was Rush Limbaugh today talking about this. And he said, this is the liberal Democrat pushing white privilege. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I could see where he might be saying that, except that most of these college athletic scholarships aren't going to white people.
I just thought it was really interesting to hear him and, of course, one of our local personalities here who actually lives in Augusta, Georgia. They're both saying pretty much the same thing. I kind of, you know, and I'm thinking this isn't about white privilege, although most of these who are caught up in this scandal do happen to be white. This is a case of literally making it easier for those who don't want to put in the work and the effort, but yet need to get them into college so we can get those student loans and create a little bit more debt. And that's the way I see it.
Well, I'm not so sure about that, because you need to understand how many colleges actually turn a profit over on their athletic programs. It's a big moneymaker for them, and that's why there's such an effort to go on out there and recruit these great athletes coming out of high school and get them on their teams.
Well, one of the things I thought really interesting as well was, you know, I was hearing names like Harvard and Yale, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, aren't these like the Ivy League, the creme de la creme, with the really high standards? Why would they be in? Why would anyone within their staff, be it the sports coordinators or whoever it might happen to be, why would they risk a reputation of being a high standard Ivy League school for the sake of? I mean, this just doesn't make any sense. Anyway, I just wanted to kind of throw that out. I'm trying to make some sense of it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Something just. You know, they say, you know, the old saying, something doesn't smell right in Denmark. Anyway, thanks,
yes.
Mike, and everyone.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And before we take our next phone call, there's a story that's just breaking. It was on Sputnik. Sputnik's taken it down. It's still over on an Indian news website, and it's being reported by Jim Stone that Venezuela has arrested two people at the Guri Dam power plant, and apparently they were caught with flash drives with virus code on them. So I can imagine that the corporate media is going to be trying to keep a lid on that one as hard as they can. All right, let's go to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, on Venezuela, real quick, I saw a real heartbreaking picture today of a mother having to carry her dead daughter to the morgue because she died in the hospital because they didn't have any power. And to think of Rubio and anybody else applauding the suffering that's happening to those people, he's a sick man, and I'm glad he's not president, and I hope the people of Florida vote him out. As far as these colleges, it's really been a bad day for colleges today because not only did you find out about the scandal and the admissions, and it's really all about money, and Rush Limbaugh is right in that it's white privilege for the privileged when it comes to getting into these big colleges. There's special ways that rich people and connected people get their kids into these schools. It's always been that way, and it always will be that way. And that's part of the reason, as a libertarian right-winger, I'm really angry at the college system. I'm angry at the fact that they're just become social justice warrior training grounds, and 70% of the millennials believe in socialism. Well, where are they getting that? They're getting it from these phony college educations they're getting. So
yes, they are.
I'm glad to see Trump coming, basically going to war on two fronts with the colleges today. One, he says that if students default on their college loans, that the colleges are going to have to pay for it. The government's not going to pay for it. And that's great, because they just throw money around, and these colleges, you know, they need to cut, you know, their costs. And the other thing he said is that colleges that don't allow free speech on campus are going to lose federal funding, and that's also another great thing to hear, and something that I've been waiting for a real long time to see.
Well, I'm cautious about that last one. I want to see the exact wording of what Trump is saying about freedom of speech on college campuses, because I'm expecting there to be some kind of a loophole through which, you know, Israel's speech is protected, but Palestinian speech or pro-Palestinian speech or anti-Israel speech is going to be exempt.
That's a very good point. I didn't even think of that. So you're right. The whole BDS movement and all the anti-Zionist stuff. But at the same time, it's a shot across the bow, because they've been getting away with suppressing speech of conservatives and Palestinian rights activists for a long time. And it's about time that we've done something. I mean, it's almost too late. I mean, they've polluted the minds of a whole generation, and we're going to have to deal with it. You know, this whole pro-socialism, social justice warrior thing is very destructive. And to destroy minds like that at institutions that are supposed to, you know, take minds and mold them and teach them how to think, is really and to have us paying for it, it's really it's horrible. It's just
I think the attitude basically is, you know, these are people who are used to simply paying their way through life. You know, you pay enough money, you get into college, you pay enough money, you get a nice cushy job, you know, the family business. And so, you know, they can spend their college years, you know, partying it up and getting involved in all these social justice causes and not worry about, you know, getting an actual usable education. And it is a perversion of the system. It's sort of the ultimate dead end result of what was called the Prussian model of education.
Well, like you say, you're supposed to be, you know, go away to university and be enlightened and learn how to think, and that's not what's happening. You're better off not letting your kids go to college unless it's going to be for a science degree or a practical degree. But if you let them go and they're taking black studies or women's studies or any of these social justice warrior, you know, malcontent courses, it's just you're not only wasting money, but you're destroying your child's brain. I mean, they come back and they hate their father. They might as well come back with a bone in their nose. You know, it's very sad to see. And I've heard stories of my friends where their daughters would go away to college and that would be the end of them. You know, and
yeah.
It's really to think that they're actually using our education system to destroy young minds is it's sickening, and I'm glad that finally that we're going to start the fight on this. I forgot who said that we have to start defunding the left and their institutions, and starting to do that with the colleges would be a really nice start, and they really deserve it for what they've done.
Well, you know, I mean, college tuition has skyrocketed way out of proportion with the rate of inflation. So they have managed to acquire a huge amount of money, much of it from student loans. And of course, the colleges will resist having to absorb those losses when the loans default. And of course, for these kids, they're going to be driven into bankruptcy at a very young age. And far from helping them get a step up in life, their college experience is actually going to knock them down onto their knees.
Well, you notice how there's no, you know, the left's always for controlling the prices of prescription drugs and controlling the prices of medicine, but they never bring up controlling the prices of education. You know, they want to socialize it, but they never, like, talk about cutting back, because that's, like, the left's, it's their territory. It's their game. So, of course, they'll never want to cut back on money spent in the college systems and the education systems, because they rule that, you know. But at the same time, we have to understand that that's the enemy of the American people, not just the media, but the college system.
Do you remember that story we had yesterday where it turned out that more than 25% of all kids in college have been diagnosed with a mental health issue, which means these kids have been given prescription psychiatric medication, which could go a long way to explaining their very bizarre behavior, being triggered and screaming and crying and just all this kind of stuff. I never saw this kind of behavior when I went to college, and I'm pretty sure that any people of my age are going to say the same thing. You know, if there were protests and demonstrations, they were calm and polite and people didn't get into fights. But all this screaming and tearing of hair and, you know, ripping of hats off of other people's head, you know.
It's hysteria. It's really hysterical. It's I don't know what to say about it. Maybe, you know. But I guess it's good for all the psychologists and counselors and the drug industry. And that's also like part of the left's game right there. You know, not really the psychiatric drugs issue, but definitely psychiatrists are mostly lefties. Counselors are mostly lefties. So it's kind of like they take care of themselves, you know. They generate more jobs and more money for them. They know what their angles are. And I give the left credit. They're much better at fighting and getting money and steering it to their own groups. And the right just doesn't seem to have the guts to just say, all right, well, let's cut their money. Let's cut their funding. Let's cut Planned Parenthood and let them, you know, stop using public funds to promote their propaganda.
And, do you remember Jesse Ventura was an actor?
Yeah.
And he's famous for the line, "I ain't got time to bleed," from Predator. And then he was elected a governor. And I remember this video where he was dealing with this group of women demonstrators who were just demanding that, you know, the state, pay for childcare of babies they'd had out of wedlock. And Jesse Ventura said something which just makes a lot of common sense, which is, you know, why is the government on the hook for the poor life decisions you made? And, of course, they screamed, and he was voted out next term. But that's really what it comes on down to. The reason the left has all this money is they're constantly demanding the government give them all kinds of stuff. And I think conservatives, by and large, don't want to do that. They don't want to take money from the government because they understand that with that money comes control.
Well, it's all, both sides seem to be working for big, more state power. You know, it's all about increasing the power of the state. And that's what scares me also. People talk about a civil war. If there's a civil war, the people on, or some people think, oh, well, you know, we'll overthrow the tyrannical whatever. It's just going to increase. That's why the left would love a civil war, because anytime there's a civil war, the winner is state power. You know, you come out of it with a lot less rights, and the government comes out with a ton more power. So to people that think about that, you know, it might be forced upon us, but at the same time, it should be avoided at all costs, because the winner will be the state, and it'll just get bigger and more intrusive. And
I've been saying all along, I would like to avoid a civil war or a revolution here in the United States of America, because the wrong people get harmed in such things. And if there is going to be a civil war, again, it's not like there's going to be a border or a line between seceding states and the Union. It's basically going to be all these badly factionalized groups, these intentionally factionalized groups. You know, gays against the straights, blacks against the white, men against women, young against the old. They're going to be fighting each other in the streets, and it's going to be hard to see, who is doing what.
Well, I believe in karma and the way we sow chaos around the world, and what we're doing in Venezuela now and in the Middle East, what we've done to the Middle East. it just seems like, you know, you reap what you sow sooner or later. So I just worry for this country that we have to pay for our sins one of these days.
I think the bill is about to come due.
Yep. Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate you letting me talk.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Hang on, I shouldn't have done that. We're just a little bit away from a new commercial break here. And apparently, Trumpers are setting up their own Yelp for restaurants that are friendly to Make America Great Again hats and clothing because of all of these anti-Trumpers, never-Trumpers that are committing assaults and just beating up on people wearing the hats. So now they're setting up a Yelp. You want to go out for a meal, you go to this MAGA-friendly Yelp, and you know you can go someplace where you're going to be left alone to enjoy your meal. All right, now's the commercial break. We're going to take a break. Back with another phone call after these few words.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Raleigh in Minnesota. Aloha, Raleigh. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm calling from the state where actually Jesse Ventura was governor. I don't know if you ever had the privilege to meet him. Did you have?
We had him on the show.
Oh, wow. I got to meet him in person during a book signing. I was not living in Minnesota when he was governor, and people tend to talk about it like it was a dark McCarthyan time. Right now in Minnesota, you could really see that third wave of feminist ideology just flashed all over the state of Minnesota. This is an ideology that would have been confined to lesbian bars if it wasn't for the mainstream media, you know, itself. And I'm a victim of it, too. Like, my wife finished college. I didn't finish, you know. And I funded her. I paid for her books because I love her to go to school. And now she could come up with ways of hating me and creative ways that I could have never thought of. And it's all due to the power of the minds of Princeton.
Well, you know, again, yeah, what he said made a lot of sense. And it was his misfortune to be a conservative in a state that was swinging to liberalism. And yeah, you're absolutely right. This is when this wave of, you know, feminism and, you know, women deserve this and women deserve that. And okay. And I'm sorry, I'm multitasking. I'm dealing with something in the control room. Okay. Anyway, I like Jesse Ventura. I'm sorry that he did not continue in politics, but I did like what it was he was saying. Why is the government supposed to be responsible for paying for the poor choices people make? But then again, that's the whole point of the nanny state. Get everybody dependent on the government. No matter what you do, government will take care of it as long as you do what the government says.
You're absolutely correct, and if you think about like what's going on, where people are actually arguing the point, like the sexists don't exist anymore. This third wave of feminism, you know, and like college campuses, like you just mentioned, you know, I envision a time where, like, I hate to see the fourth wave, where people reflect on this time as a time of patriarchy, you know, but. Michael, I was actually calling in to talk about Edward Snowden. May I ask you one quick question and I'll get off the air?
Sure.
So Edward Snowden is in the news every day, but it's
yes.
Not in the mainstream media inside of the United States. I got him on Google Alert. He pops up in India all the time. And it's about the Aadhaar mass surveillance system, which is like a biometric system that's supposedly like threatening the rights, civil rights of Indians nowadays. Is he fanning the flames of like a uprising inside of India, do you believe? Or do you think that it's basically to the benefit of the party inside of India, not the detriment?
I think Snowden is doing what he always does, which is calling the public's attention to ever more government intrusiveness into our lives. Anyway, listen, gotta let you go. Gotta take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.